In just a couple of days, on April 8th, 2024, we're about to have a solar eclipse that's going to pass over a good majority of the country in a diagonal fashion. If the cloud cover doesn't block it out, many of us will try to get this on film like we've done before, hopefully. But this particular solar eclipse brings a lot of things into question. Questions like, suddenly we're having a major uptick in earthquakes, like the one that just hit in New York City. I'm sorry, New Jersey, that was felt in New York City. Questions like, why are so many states going into a state of emergency for the simple act of the moon passing in front of the sun, blocking it out temporarily, even though the skies are probably going to be cloudy anyway? Or why are they telling us to stock up on food, have cash on hand, and have a communication plan with family and friends? I've been watching the sky for 44 years, ever since my father woke me up when I was 9 years old and showed me Saturn through a telescope. I've never seen this type of craziness in my entire life, simply for the fact that the moon is going to pass in front of the sun and block out the sun, much like a cloudy day would do. Many people are making references to biblical scripture that talks about there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, things to that nature. And I think about that, but in the day and age that we live in, where people are literally glued to their technology, glued to their phones, their GPS, their computers, their laptops, their Kindles, etc., 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 many people would not know what to do whatsoever at all if any type of an inconvenience, let alone a large one, like perhaps the internet or communications or electricity, internet and communications getting knocked down. Well, in this video, I'm going to remind you about some things that probably won't cost you a cent to take care of that you may want to do in preparation for this. As a matter of fact, I highly advise it because it's better to be prepared and not need it than need it and not be prepared. So here we go. This is easy. But before I get into the list, let me remind you of a couple of other things. For the first time in 71 years, the quote-unquote Devil Comet will be returning during the eclipse, as well as CERN, the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, is going to be firing up again during the eclipse. So the largest machine on planet Earth that uses more electricity than any other machine ever created by mankind will be sucking the electricity out of the Earth during the eclipse. What could possibly go wrong? At any rate, this is why I'm making this video. This is why I pulled over, got a hotel room specifically so I could edit and upload this video for you guys. So do me a solid, hit the subscribe, hit the like button, and leave a comment below. Here it is, the list. The first thing on the list is something I've gotten laughed at by: a paper map. I carry a road atlas with me at all times, even though my truck, I made sure I hooked it up with all the possible navigation equipment you could possibly ever use. But I end up using this more than anything else because this will give you mileage, this gives you orientation, this allows you to figure out where you are in the city, town, state that you're in. Because if we lose power, internet, etc., everybody depends on their GPS or their cell phone, and those things will be gone. So a paper map should be, a paper map specifically for your area as well is even better. But an atlas like the one I just showed is phenomenal, and you should have one. The second thing is pretty straightforward. It's a notebook. I carry this little Write in the Rain notebook with me at all times, and I keep several pens inside of it, as well as a tool to adjust my pocket knife, and I also carry a USB flash drive for my cell phone in there, but this is a Write in the Rain. So even if this paper gets wet, you can still write on it, which is a phenomenal thing to have, because you're going to want this for the next thing that you probably never think about whatsoever at all, because it's been weaned out of us basically through the use of cell phones. I know it's comical, but this cartoon right here really does show what America looks like. You're going to want to use your notebook and write down all the important phone numbers, addresses, and anything else that you rely on your cell phone to hold on to you. People don't know people's addresses or phone numbers. I know my father's phone number. I know my stepmother's phone number. I remember my phone number from when I was a kid. But otherwise, you need to write them down. Well, you don't need to. What are you going to need to write down the cell phone numbers for if there's no power? Just because. Because. But worst case scenario, write down addresses and anything else that's important that you rely on your hard drive in your computer or your hard drive in your cell phone to remember for you. Think about this. We've been dumbed down so much that people don't even think about this whatsoever at all. In an emergency, it'd be good to know how to get to somebody's house to meet them if you knew what their actual address was. Therefore, carry the notebook and write down addresses. Addresses and phone numbers would be number three on this list. Okay, number four on the list is a prearranged meeting place, and that's pretty straightforward. It's pretty straightforward. You're going to want to find a place that's easy to get to or easy to locate for everybody in your group. You're going to want it away from traffic and crowds, and it must be convenient with multiple routes to get to it. And because of the amount of time that we have, practicing isn't really... This should be a place that you know of, that your friends, your family, that the people you're going to try to meet up with would know about as well. And it would also be a place that would give you some sort of shelter, hopefully, and maybe some water, things of that nature. But you've got a couple of days to look this up. I would do that because they're telling you to do this. They've been telling you to do this. So now I'm telling you to do it. Whether you do it, that's totally up to you. At any rate, on to number five. Number five kind of goes with number one, and that's a compass. I carry several compasses. If you've ever hiked or biked or done anything off-road or overlanding like I do, you have a compass, and you should know how to use it. There's a few videos on YouTube that can show you how to use one of these things in about a minute and a half. Fortunately, the U.S. Army taught me how to use one, and I still carry a radioactive compass to this day. Compasses are good to have because getting lost really sucks, especially when you're already in a bad situation. So let's move on to the next thing. So number six on this list is going to be a multi-tool. I carry a Leatherman Wave with me at all times because it offers the exact tools that I would want to use in any circumstance. And seeing how I've been on the road for a total of 6.5 months right now, to this day, 6.5 months, many times when there's issues with the truck, instead of breaking out my tools, I use my multi-tool because it's good practice. There's eyeglass screwdrivers on it. There's scissors on it. There's a knife. There's a file. There's pliers. There's a ruler. There's all sorts of crap on it. And ironically, after making this footage, I was in the Brazos Bend National Park in Texas. I took my mountain bike for a quick ride, and I forgot my multi-tool. And ironically, I snapped my chain. If I had had my multi-tool, I would have been able to fix it. But instead, because I wasn't prepared and needed it, I ended up walking my mountain bike 7.5 miles in the dark, surrounded literally by alligators, wild boars, and every other thing that goes bump in the night. It sucked. And it was the most ironic thing because I had just finished filming a video for you to be prepared, and I wasn't prepared. That sucked, but it was just a little godsmack, we'll call it.
Where are you heading? You going in? Just chilling, huh? That's something dead right there. Thank you. I went for a quick ride, forgot my belt, forgot my multi-tool. With my multi-tool, I could fix the chain, which just snapped. And of course, the last mile is uphill. All sorts of shit running across the road. Because you got like a bayou over here and one on this side. 23 vehicles passed me. I'm not on a main road. I'm in a national park. There's the ranger station now. Took me an hour and 30 minutes to walk up this main highway. Not once did a ranger go down it. And not once did anyone ask if I needed any help. And my biggest concern is waking up early to post a video on things you don't realize you won't have if an EMP, CERN, whatever, strikes us on April 8th or after. That's my biggest concern.
So I figured I'd throw that in there so you wouldn't think I was bullshitting you. I was literally filming the things that you would need to be prepared, and then I ended up snapping the chain of my bike and walking an hour and a half in a national park loaded with carnivorous animals because I forgot one thing. So be prepared. Better to be prepared and not need it than need it and not be prepared. Ask me how I know. On to the next one. Number 7. Number 7's an easy one, it's an obvious one, and it's one that you probably already have, but you just don't realize how good they are, and it's called a chem light. If somehow this solar eclipse manages to knock out our power, much like an EMP, these little guys will save your butt, because all modern flashlights will fall victim to an EMP, unlike the old traditional flashlights. So this is going to be your only source besides fire to make any type of a light. And pretty much every first aid kit, every safety kit, every travel kit has chem lights in them, but people don't think much of them because, you know, you've got a flashlight on your cell phone, right? Yeah. Chem lights, big deal. Save your butt. Use them or don't. I'll tell you what, walking the other night in the dark with my mountain bike, I wish I had a chem light, but I didn't. Number 8 on the list is a pretty easy one, but because of technology, most people don't have one, and it's a whistle. I carry a whistle that my grandfather used to carry when he was a beat police officer back in the 60s. I carried that when I was a guardian angel in Roxbury, Roslindale, and Boston back when I was an idiot, and I still carry that whistle to this very day. A whistle can scare things off. A whistle can alert people. A whistle can help you communicate when you just can't yell anymore. And it's pretty easy to carry because you can keep it in your pocket, and you probably have one and don't even realize it. And if you don't, you should get one. And if you're going to get one soon. Or don't. Your call. Number 9. Number 9 is going to be a fixed or a folding blade knife. I carry a knife on me at all times, 100% of the time. Always a folder. But I have fixed blades in the truck. A knife offers you many, many things. You can use it as a pry bar. You can use it for protection. You can use it for preparation. You can use it for so many things. If you don't carry a knife, you shouldn't even be watching this video, basically. I don't mean to say it like that, but I would say that to you if you were standing in front of me. So let's just keep it real. At any rate, it's obvious. Anything you want to do for self-protection above and beyond that, have at it. It's your call. Just don't break any laws. And if you do, don't get caught. Number 10. Number 10 is going to be a dynamo-powered light. And the best one that I've ever found is this one that Goal Zero used to make but don't make anymore. But this light is an LED three-way light, but it also has the ability to charge because you can plug your phone or anything else into it, pull out the handle, and crank it up, and it'll literally make power. Now, this is one of the things that I keep in a Faraday bag, because if anything bad were to happen where I'd actually need to use this in real life, it wouldn't work. You see what I'm saying? So there's that. These are very difficult to come by, but anything with a hand crank is going to help you out as long as you protect it from the original EMP, solar, eclipse, China, Trump, left wing, right wing, whatever. As long as you protect it, it'll work when you need it. Number 11. Number 11 is my wristwatch. I always have a watch on, even though nobody wears one anymore, unless it's a fashion statement. I wear an automatic Luminox watch that has tritium on it so it glows really well all night no matter what, because it's radioactive. Why not, right? Have you eaten at McDonald's lately? Yeah, you might as well wear a tritium watch. At any rate, a watch can help you do so many things as far as knowing what day it is, what time it is, and you can use it as a compass. But knowing what's going on, having the ability to know the time, even when the time doesn't matter anymore, is still important, or at least I believe it will be. So that's what I do. I've owned Rolexes, I've owned Tag Heuers, I've owned other watches, but you know what? I actually do things, and this Luminox watch has held up to everything that I do. No complaints, and it still keeps time like a champ. It doesn't run on batteries, it doesn't run on solar. It's not a G-Shock that will be taken right out. It's automatic, and it keeps on ticking. Number 12. Number 12 should go without saying, it's first aid. Now, if you follow my channel, you know that I've been talking about first aid for 15 years on YouTube. And the only company that I go to, I've tried all of them. All of the companies that are out there that offer first aid and individual first aid. And every time I go to AMP3 Outfitters, no affiliation, etc. Except for now, they've given me a link. If you type in jailbreak, you get some sort of a discount or whatever. But I use AMP3 Outfitter because they source everything and make everything in the United States. And it's the most complete first aid kit you can possibly get because these people are preppers. These people were doctors and these people do not mess around. Their kits are expensive, but you can't assemble these kits cheaper than they can sell them to you. And when your life is on the line, you do not want to mess around whatsoever at all. I've found this out in real life, and AMP3 Outfitters has saved my life, or at least my limbs. So there's that. Number 13 is going to be water filters, and I always have relied on Sawyer water filters. You can get them at Walmart. They're very, very inexpensive. Or the Frontier Pro. I've used Life Straws in the past, and in my opinion, they don't work, so I don't use them. Frontier Pros, Sawyer water filters. And if you really want to get fancy, you can go to things like the Katadyn water filter, which is a monster. This thing will get anything out of the water, period. This is a serious, serious water filter. I carry it, but haven't had to use it as of yet because I have numerous methods of water filtration on my vehicle. Because if you go to a store now, water can be up to $10 a gallon, depending on where you are, which is ludicrous because it's almost always tap water in a gallon jug, period. So I filter absolutely everything. I use a big Berkey at home, I use a Katadyn on the road, or I use Sawyer water filters. But some sort of water filtration is going to be necessary, chances are, because if there's no power, there's no water. And like you've heard the government say in the past, China has Trojan horses in our water and our electric supply, and there's nothing they can do about it, which is absolute bollocks, in my opinion. Number 14 is duct tape. Duct tape should be pretty much self-evident. You can use it to protect yourself. You can use it to make a boat. You can use it to make a shelter. You can use it to make an arm sling. You can use it to subdue somebody. You can use it to quiet down a loved one that's disagreeing with you. You can use it for so many various things that if you don't have duct tape, you ain't gonna survive. Enough said. On to number, whatever the next number is. Okay, number 15 is a sewing kit. And when I talk about sewing kits, I'm just saying things, a needle, a thread, some scissors, things of that nature, because they're very helpful because you can use them for clothing, for shelter, or to put the human body back together, worst case scenario. Ask me how I know. Now, this video is getting really, really long. It's going to be difficult to upload here in Little Rock, Arkansas, but I'm going to try to do it. Some honorable mentions would be always have a lighter in your pocket. Always have a pair of nail clippers in your pocket. Always have a pocket knife in your pocket. Always have a flashlight on your person. And always have a plan when you leave the house. You got to remember 9/11. I was driving my wife to work that day. We never saw 9/11 coming. If something like this comes, or if this solar eclipse turns into some unbelievable event like they're hyping it, at least we had some warning. And I got to say it, I tried. I'm sure this video won't do well. I'm sure it won't be monetized. I don't use sponsors. It is what it is. I'll link all the information I can for you in the description box below. Give this video a like, share, and subscribe if it made any sense to you. If not, it is what it is. I'm out.